I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit and Place Festival, which runs from November 7 through November 16. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, Journey. And now, here's Norbert Kropf, former Indiana Poet Laureate and a 2014 winner of the Glick Indiana Author Award, with his essay, A Boy Who Finally Spoke Out.
There was once a boy in a German Catholic town in southern Indiana who was sexually abused by his pastor. So were many other boys in this parish, but they could not tell their parents. The boys knew no language in which they could tell the horrible story of what this respected priest was doing. The boy kept this ugly story to himself through high school and beyond. When the boy married a Cajun girl who'd been a member of a religious order in Louisiana, he told her a priest had abused him, but no more. He wanted to move beyond the trauma. He wrote narrative poems telling the story of his family's history, but never the filthy story of what the priest did to him. His poems were published in magazines and anthologies and won some prizes. Something changed when he retired from teaching at 60 and moved back to Indiana. When he returned closer to the scene of his abuser's crimes, memories came rushing. When a newspaper told about a priest who abused boys in three parishes in Indianapolis and was transferred to a parish in southern Indiana, it became clear the boy man had to speak his truth. Yes, this is my story told as a folktale. Since the 1960s, some of my greatest heroes have been the Old Testament prophets and the great blues masters because they told stories of pain, hurt, and injustice to help others heal and live better lives. I had to find a way to tell my story. I worried about the invasion of privacy that might victimize my wife and children if I exposed the abuse. But soon the decision made itself and poems started erupting like a volcano, 325 in one year. The poems came as a dark gift from the subconscious, but it took 7 years to get the poems, myself, and my family ready for publication. When Catholic Boy Blues, A Poet's Journal of Healing, appeared, many people wrote or told me their stories of surviving child abuse. Other readers I knew kept silent. Some were angry because I poked into old wounds they felt should be left untouched. One reader told my publisher the book was, quote, just pornography, end quote, because I several times used the P word that names the male member. If only she could get this book banned, I thought, everybody would read it and many children would be saved. After holding the beautiful baby boy my adopted Colombian daughter gave birth to after the book appeared, I sobbed to think my grandchild could be as vulnerable as I once was. But I do understand why anyone would find it hard to tell a story that makes readers uncomfortable. For 50 years, I stayed in my safety zone before crawling down into the darkness to let the gutsy blues rise up into my mouth to begin to heal myself and others.
That's Norbert Kropf, former Indiana Poet Laureate and a 2014 winner of the Glick Indiana Author Award, with his essay, A Boy Who Finally Spoke Out. You can read this essay on the Spirit and Place blog and hear more stories about Journey during Morning Edition through November 7. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 38 festival events through November 16 that explore how the journeys we take shape our individual and community life. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.